And then now they need the left corner. They've given him a shot there, and he's looked really good. I think they're very impressed with him. So if he continues to progress at that spot, as it looks like he is, then you basically have the secondary back intact from last year, the end of last year, with the exception of Humphrey. That would flip Minka back to safety. Tony Brown would stay at the star spot. Anthony Abram at right corner. And, of course, Ronnie Harrison back there at safety with Minka. So that'd be a pretty veteran group. But I think right now, Barry, John, the early returns look really good for Trevon Diggs at left corner.
I think they put him at safety and, of course, at wide receiver at the beginning. Because, you know, if you look, I guess, at the – at the measurables, at the dimensions, he would be a very tall cornerback in terms of that.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be a tall corner, but he's handled it so far.
I agree. Yeah, that was the one thing I thought about, Barry, actually, when I was told that he may get some work at corner this spring. You know, I was trying to envision him there. He's kind of got long legs, you know. If you look at those legs, how long they are, and, you know, when you talk about a corner making, you know, having to move so quickly with the steps and all that, I wondered how he might transition into that position. But he was a high school corner, which is a lot different, though, obviously. It's not the SEC by any means. But he's done a really nice job. He's just a great athlete who has a lot of – I would dare say he's probably got as much natural football instinctive ability as anybody on the team. You know, just from a pure instinct standpoint and just going out there and could probably play just about every skill position there is. You know, Trevon Diggs is probably got that as much as anybody.
Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider, joining us here today on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Rodney, hearing a lot of good things about Robert Foster, the wide receiver, 5-star coming in. He's been kind of quiet, but I understand he's kind of elevated his game. He showed it on Saturday, as well as several other wide receivers did a good job. Calvin Ridley, we know what he can do, but Foster and a couple of other guys, I understand, have really turned up their game.
Yeah, Robert Foster, of course, you know, in 2015, he looked pretty good early in the season when he injured that shoulder, though, against Ole Miss early. And then last year, he really did not have really any success at all, much at all. And, you know, I think the change from Kiffin to now the new offense coordinator Dable has certainly been helpful to him. And I think also Loxley, he has a really good rapport with the new wide receivers coach, Mike Loxley. I think that's helped. You know, Coach Saban made an interesting comment post-scrimmage, said that Robert was engaged today, meaning that he was focused. And that's probably been one of his issues there, I think. You know, not allowing things that aren't necessarily going well for him to bother him and maybe knock his focus out of place, so to speak. But I think, you know, again, I think this the Brian Dable and Mike Loxley certainly help him. And Foster's done a nice job so far. He had a good day. I think he had 3 catches in the scrimmage. But T.J. Simmons, the sophomore from Clay Chalkville, kind of surprised everybody, had 7 catches. Have not heard much about him before in terms of this spring. Have not heard much about, you know, how he was doing, but he did have a nice day on Saturday. And Jerry Judy, the true freshman, I think everybody has really high expectations of him to contribute this year.
What about defensively? Rashawn Evans is what Barry and I were talking about it earlier this week. We're going, wait a minute, this guy's a senior? I mean, we were just watching a press conference when he chose to go to Alabama. Hard to believe this is his senior season.
Yeah, he and Deshaun Hand both. I mean, it's unbelievable. Kind of flown by. You know, I think Rashawn Evans, here's the thing with Rashawn Evans. Great athlete, probably as athletic as anybody, any linebacker Alabama's had. Incredible athletic ability. I think the one thing, and I think this is what's been key for him in terms of his decision to come to Alabama, is they've taught him how to play linebacker, not just be a guy that they sit out there on the edge and say, okay, go rush the passer, do what you do best. They've actually molded and made Rashawn Evans into a linebacker. So what does that mean for him in terms of his future? Makes him a lot more valuable when you start looking ahead to the NFL and his chances there. He's a guy now that has played on the outside as a pass rusher. learned to play the outside linebacker spot. Now also did very well at the end of last season at inside linebacker when he had to be called upon to be the starter, and did a great job. And now he knows both positions, or he's continuing to grow in both positions. I think when you look at Rashawn Evans this year, the feeling is he's got a chance to really have a great year. And I think you'll see him work on the inside as a starter and then move outside as a pass rusher. And heard he did really, really well in Saturday's scrimmage against Jonah Williams, and that says something because Jonah Williams is an outstanding tackle on the left side this year, was on the right side last year. But I think Rashawn Evans is a guy to really watch out for to have a breakout year.
The offensive line, you mentioned Evans against Jonah Williams and others. Don't want to spotlight or really pick on Jonah Williams, but I did hear in Saturday's scrimmage that the offensive line is still a work in progress. Maybe too many pressure, quarterback pressures. The running game maybe didn't have the openings that they were hoping that they would. How do you think ultimately that the offensive line is going to play out? Because I have there again heard that that's an area that needs to be tightened up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine on the left side with Pierce Baker at left guard, and Jonah Williams is, you know, he's a fantastic player. And I certainly wasn't. I was more spotlighting Rashawn Evans than being critical of Jonah Williams. But you know, Bradley Bozeman did a fantastic job last year, so I think those three guys are really anchored in. I think right now they're trying to find the right combination on the right side. And you know, will Lester Cotton stay at right guard? Will he move outside to tackle, right tackle, where he was working in during the media viewing period yesterday? And maybe somebody else like Deontay Brown, who's a redshirt freshman, massive redshirt freshman, I should say. And he has worked at right guard yesterday with the ones while we were in there. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, Matt Womack battling at that right tackle spot. Alex Leatherwood, the true freshman out of Pensacola, Florida, has worked there. Scott Lashley, who I think is a very talented kid out of Mississippi, is a redshirt freshman. He's worked there as well as on the left side. So I think they're really just trying to find the right fit and the right combination. We'll continue to work different guys there to, you know, kind of see how they respond, which guys can do it. And, you know, I think once they get that right side settled, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
An area that we haven't spoken about, but I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the fall, is the running back position. First of all, what are you hearing about the status of Bo Scarborough, Damian Harris, nicked up? Obviously, Bo Scarborough got hurt in the championship game. Harris has been a little nicked up as well. How are they progressing? And then a lot of buzz about Najee Harris. And it certainly looks like there's going to be an impressive rotation at running back, because with that much talent, Rodney, you got to think all these guys are going to get carries.
You know, I've been thinking about it. 1 through 6, I just can't remember, you know, a team that's had this many running backs that are this high quality. And Alabama's got 6 of them that are really good. Bo Scarborough, I think he's going to be fine. He is running. He's not participating in contact work to protect that broken leg that he suffered against Clemson. Damian Harris had an ankle, then he had a foot now that he suffered a little slight injury last Saturday. So he's been a little bit limited. I don't know if he'll scrimmage tomorrow or not, but they'll probably protect him would be my guess, which opened the door for Najee Harris and Brian Robinson, another true freshman, to both get a lot of opportunities last Saturday. And both those guys are very, very impressive. You're talking about Najee Harris is 6'2", 225, maybe even 230. I mean, he's very impressive physically. Brian Robinson's not far behind. He's about 220. And both those guys are really, really impressive. They can run hard between the tackles and also have the ability to, you know, make people miss and make big plays. And both are excellent receivers. Now, with all that said, I think that's one thing Brian Daboll's going to do is he's going to utilize his receivers in the passing game a lot more. I think Najee Harris is really good at that. I think Bo Scarborough could be good at that. And I think the guy to really watch out for, and maybe the well, let's just put it this way. I think he's an outstanding all-around back. That's Josh Jacobs that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. But I think that they're extremely happy with where he is, the sophomore. So watch him as a versatile guy that can line up in the slot, a guy that can, you know, carry the ball for you. So he'll do a lot of things. And then B.J. Emmons is a guy I know that they're extremely excited about, too. He's just been hurt with that foot, been limited a little bit. You know, again, he's had 2 foot surgeries, so we'll see how that kind of unfolds. But, you know, those are 6 guys right there that are, you know, that's quite a stable.
It is quite a stable. Rodney, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time each and every week. We'll be touching base with you again next week as well. But before we let you go, let our listeners know how they can get more involved with what you do there at TiderInsider.com.
Yeah, TiderInsider.com. It's only $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address there to send a check. But that gives you access to all our premium information on the front page, as well as the forums, where it's a constant flow of communication and information among Alabama fans. And also, we've got a lot of video on the front page if you want, and audio interviews as well. If you want to listen to those or watch those, that's for free.
Rodney, have a great Easter, my friend, and we'll talk next week.
John and Barry, you do the same. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Rodney. You're the Tider Insider on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. Dreamland Barbecue, downtown in the alley. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater your event. 273-RIBS, 273-RIBS. I mean, it was like the lightning round there. I mean, nobody's telling me we got to go to break. I'm firing off all these questions. I'm thinking, wow.
Nobody's telling you have to go to break?
Well,
nobody's.
Yeah.
You've been at this 20-something years. You guys got to tell me.
Wait a minute, Barry. You got to paint this picture. I mean, that's what the production staff's supposed to be doing. I mean, we got like 8 guys behind the glass. You know, one guy's telling me when to go to a commercial. Other guy's throwing up cards for live spots. Other guy's ushering guests in. The other guy's answering the phone. Other guy's doing research. Other guy's working the board. I mean, this is a big-time operation.
Me and John and the Killer, that's it. It's 8:20.
Wow, is it?
8:27.
Wow, man, we're going to get some emails on this.
8:27, the Rodney Orr half hour. And now, in case you've been sitting there waiting to go to work and trying to figure out what in the world the traffic looks like out there, now it's time for Sports Radio 740 traffic.
You know, there might have been some people out there, Barry, that laid back down in their bed that segment was so long. And if they did, and that bed was kind of rough and like a sack of potatoes, it's time to go to Mattress Firm for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, final days of an opportunity to save like never before. Once in a lifetime, folks. They're clearing out tens of thousands of famous name brand floor models and mattresses in stock to make room for the latest in technology and innovation. Mattress Firm is offering top name brands at truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models. Folks, they simply must go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. It's a buying opportunity that will only last as long as these mattresses are in stock, because when they're gone, they're gone. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep and save like never before while supplies last at Mattress Firm. In Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road, here in Montgomery on the Eastern Boulevard in front of Lowe's, and in East Chase. Plus, sleep interest-free until 2022. Save money, sleep happy with Mattress Firm.
Sports Radio 740 traffic is brought to you by the Vance Law Firm. From the Sports Radio 740 right now traffic center, here's Major Delay.
Good morning, Montgomery. We've got an accident 65 southbound just before the Day Street exit, so please use caution. That's going to cause some problems. Not cleared up quick. 65 south just before Day Street exit. Watch for an accident there. Also, the accident on Cobbs Ford Road just before I-65, that's been cleared up, so good news there. South Union at High Street, watch for an accident there if you're coming into the downtown area off of 85 southbound. And Coliseum Boulevard at North Boulevard, there was an 18-wheeler and 3 cars involved in an accident there, so please avoid that area. You see something else giving you trouble with traffic, safely contact us. We'll pass the info along, and we do appreciate everybody's help. At Reinhart Toyota, the 2017 Toyota Camrys have got to go. You get 0% financing for 72 months from Southeast Toyota Finance and $500 customer cash. Reinhart Toyota is open until 8 p.m. to serve you better. Buckle up for right now traffic. This is Major Delay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us today. 1-800-INTERN.
made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Reinhardt Toyota used car sale is going on now. Quality used cars in every price range. Available today.
All credit applications will be accepted.
Don't waste that tax refund check. Head to